And on the line, Dr. Dom Kondo, our nutritionalist. Hello, Dom.
Hello, how are you guys?
It's so good to have you on the line, Dom. We know that you're very, very busy. You've just gotten back from WA where you went with the Tigers.
Yeah, we were there last weekend with the ASLW girls, which was quite an adventure. It took me back to the last 2 years on the road.
Hashtag PTSD.
It was unbelievable. You know how you just, I don't know, clearly we're still living in COVID, but you feel like you're not anymore in Victoria. Yeah. And then you go there and there's, police and hazmat suits and everything.
So it's,
All right, you survived the trip to WA and you are back. The last time you were in WA, there was that horrendous incident at the motel and the gastro outbreak. So, yes, there was probably a bit of PTSD.
There was no gastro this time. So that was we were one step ahead. So that's good. But no, it was good. Got away with a win, which is always good in WA because otherwise that flight back is horrendous.
Now, Dom, it's going to be a bit tricky this coming weekend because you guys are playing Geelong, aren't you?
Yeah, both teams are playing Geelong, yep.
Ooh.
So I've got the boys in Geelong and then I'll be driving back down the highway for the girls down Hunt Road against Geelong. So it's a day of Geelong.
Oh.
There you go.
You'd escaped us? Well, no.
Shouldn't be any problems.
No, I'm looking forward to it, actually. I mean, it's just really exciting that that AFL Men's is back, so that's awesome in general, but it'll be good to come back down there. I haven't gone up the highway for quite a while, to be honest, so it'll be nice to see everybody.
Awesome.
Apparently, message from the club, they've actually hired someone your size and height, so you can bring back all that gear now. Took them a while to find someone.
Very handy. Now, can I just ask you, you know when the team's travelling like that, when you do, you go over and you come back, do you have to be thinking a little bit differently about nutrition for them? Like, is there like fluids and things like that?
Yeah, fluids are huge. It was 38 degrees on Saturday it was a bit of a shocker. I mean, I loved it personally, but it was a bit of a shocker for the players. So flu was huge because especially on a big flight like to Perth, we know that, dehydration is a big thing. So fluid is big. But the big thing, like the main issue with going to WA at the moment is that, you know, we were in quarantine. So we were in our bubble again and not allowed to sort of leave the hotel except for the game. And so you really have to plan every bit of food possible. So from when you get on that flight, because then we fly charter flights now through AFL so that you're not exposed to anybody else.
Yeah, right.
So you're not in an airport, so there's no food available, there's no food provided on the flight.
Oh,
so you have to be thinking.
Thank goodness for that, Dom, because those airplane sausage rolls do it to you every time.
No, they're not ideal, are they? I know. So the no plane food is probably a blessing in disguise, but not going through an airport, you'd be surprised. You think, I'll grab a coffee, I'll grab this, and you just can't. The minute you leave home, that's it. So a lot of organising for away trips like that.
It's the same, Dom, with the sausage roll. You think it's a good idea at the time, and you go, look, it's only $15. What can possibly go wrong? Hey, Dom.
It's so true, isn't it?
Hang on a sec. We'll take a break and we'll talk some more. We'll actually talk some nutrition.
We're talking about the fad, well, not fad diets, but the popular diets that are around at the moment.
It is the catch-up here at Bay 93.9.